You, Kim.
Well, Sonny, I understand you are kicking off with Women's World Cup football.
Kim, it's the third day of competition at the Women's World Cup football tournament in Canada. There are four matches on Monday, two in Group C and two in Group D. In Group C, Cameroon kicks off its campaign against Ecuador in Vancouver, Canada. And that will be followed by another match in Vancouver between Switzerland and reigning world champion Japan. In Group D, the Super Falcons of Nigeria, Africa's most successful women's team over the years, will play their opening match against Sweden in Winnipeg, Canada. And that will be followed by another game in Winnipeg between Australia and the two-time world champion United States. Remember, VOA football fans, this is the first Women's World Cup in history being played on artificial turf. And as I said last week, the sunny side of sports is hoping it will be the last. In fact, after outcry from top women's players around the world, the sport's international governing body, FIFA, has pledged that this seventh Women's World Cup will be the last contested on artificial turf. In results Sunday, Ivory Coast, which like Cameroon is making its Women's World Cup debut, suffered a humiliating 10-0 loss to Germany in Ottawa, Canada. It was the second most lopsided scoreline in Women's World Cup history. The two-time world champion German women also own the record for the most lopsided World Cup game, an 11-0 thrashing of Argentina in 2011. In Sunday's big win, Celia Sasic and Anja Mittag both scored hat tricks for Germany. In the day's other game in Ottawa, Norway topped Thailand 4-0. The month-long Women's World Cup began on Saturday in the western Canadian city of Edmonton. Host Canada edged China 1-0 in the opening match, and then the Netherlands beat New Zealand by that same 1-0 scoreline. And speaking of New Zealand, let's go to New Zealand now for an update on the FIFA Under-20 World Cup football tournament for men. African fans have reason to cheer because all four African teams in the tournament, Ghana, Mali, Nigeria, and Senegal, have advanced to the knockout round of 16. Ghana will meet Mali Wednesday in an all-African encounter in Wellington, New Zealand. Also Wednesday, Senegal will go against Ukraine in Auckland, New Zealand. Nigeria's next match is Thursday when it plays Germany in Christchurch, New Zealand. It's a game between the reigning African champion and the reigning European champion. Sam Audu is the media officer for the Flying Eagles of Nigeria. In a phone interview from New Zealand with our friend in Lagos, Shagun Dot on the spot Adeyemi, Sam said there's a lot of excitement in the Nigerian camp ahead of the match against the German boys.
Everybody's excited. We are through to the round of 16, where we're going to play Germany on Thursday in Christchurch.
I'm looking at the results of Germany in the first round matches. Germany beat Fiji 8-1. Beat Uzbekistan 3-0 and hammered Honduras 5-1. Does that bother Nigerian players and officials?
Well, Nigeria, as we all know, they like challenges, and this would not be any different. And also, when you mentioned the likes of Honduras and Fiji, by all standards, they're not world powers. So I will want to look at these results and downplay them. We are really looking forward to the challenge, and I believe it to be a clash of African champions against European champions. And I believe at the end of it all, the African champions will come true.
That was Sam Audu, the media officer for Nigeria's team to the ongoing FIFA Under-20 World Cup in New Zealand. He spoke with me on telephone from New Zealand. In other news, a Nigerian high school student, Chinedu Okolo, has been invited to the South African team that is preparing for the FIFA Under-17 World Cup in Chile later in the year. Okolo, who was born in South Africa, currently plays for the Under-17 team of SuperSport United Club. Chinedu's father, Lawrence Okolo, confirmed the invitation extended to his son.
I feel very pleased and honored. I thank God for the blessings, and I have no doubt in my mind that the boy will do well. He has been a good boy, well-behaved, and he has been fighting hard to do his best.
Finally, athletics. Kenyan runners Ibrahim Cheruben and Rose Chelimo won the top honors at the Matoni Cheske Bidovice Half Marathon in the Czech Republic on Saturday. Cheruben, the fifth fastest of all time at the distance, won the men's race in 61 minutes and 24 seconds. In the women's race, Chelimo maintained her impressive form by winning her fourth half marathon of the year in 72 minutes and 1 second. After the race, the energetic Andy Edwards spoke with women's title winner, Rose Chelimo.
You won outside 72 minutes. I think it showed that it was really warm conditions. Did it feel like that?
Yeah, it was very hot, and the weather was too hot, and the race was tough. And I managed to make it to be the winner of the day.
Also, this is your fourth win in 2015 at the half marathon, and it also includes winning Lisbon, which is always a very high-class marathon, a half marathon rather, at the end of March. Did you set out to plan this? Because I don't think you've ever run as so many half marathons and won so many in a close time.
I had to rest because I ran in Lisbon in March, and then I rest for 2 months without a rest, and then for now, this is June, I ran this for Czech Republic.
What's next for you? Because you've won four. Are you going to have a rest and then set other targets? And if so, what are your other targets for the rest of the year?
No, so for now I'm going to have a rest, and then from there maybe I can prepare for 10K.
Do you have marathon ambitions? I mean, you're looking at what you do on the shorter distances. What could you do? I mean, 68, 20-something, 22, in fact, you personal best to win Lisbon end of March. That's good running.
Yeah, for now, marathon, I've not prepared yet. Maybe in 1 year time, I'll run marathon.
Many thanks for that interview, Andy. Thanks so much for listening. For the Sunny Side of Sports, this is Segun Adeyemi in Lagos.
This is Africa. This time for Africa.
I'm very, 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 very excited. Because
this is Africa. This time for Africa.
The Sunny Side of Sports welcomes your comments. You can send me email at sunny@voanews.com. Sunny is spelled S-O-N-N-Y. And pick up a pen or a pencil and a piece of paper. My full postal mailing address is The Sunny Side of Sports, Voice of America, 330 Independence Avenue Southwest, Room 1613, Washington, D.C., 20237. The National Basketball Association Finals between the Golden State Warriors and the Cleveland Cavaliers is now even at one game each. In Game 2 Sunday night, the Cavaliers scored a big 95-93 road victory in overtime in the western U.S. city of Oakland, California. Superstar LeBron James turned in another electrifying all-around performance, tallying 39 points, 16 rebounds, and 11 assists. Yes, VOA basketball fans, that's what we call a triple-double. Double figures in three different statistical categories. Stephen Curry, Golden State's league most valuable player, is known for his sharp shooting from long range, but he shot poorly Sunday night. In fact, Curry set a new NBA Finals record for missed shots from three-point range, Steph missed 13 of the 15 shots he took from beyond the arc. Game 3 in the NBA Finals will be Tuesday night in Cleveland, Ohio. The Cavs will be playing the rest of the series without All-Star guard Kyrie Irving, who shattered his kneecap in Game 1, and he'll be sidelined 3 to 4 months. But even without Irving, LeBron seems determined to make this a very competitive NBA Finals. Turning to tennis, here's a sunny side of sports salute to Stan Wawrinka of Switzerland and Serena Williams of the USA, who won the men's and women's singles titles at the French Open. Ladies first, Serena lifted the trophy for a third time after she beat Czech player Lucy Safarova in 3 sets. It was her 20th Grand Slam singles title. And after winning the Australian Open earlier this year, the 33-year-old Williams now has her sights set on winning Wimbledon and the U.S. Open and completing a calendar year Grand Slam, perhaps cementing her status as the greatest female player of all time. On the men's side in Paris, Wawrinka upset world number one Novak Djokovic of Serbia in 4 sets. It was Wawrinka's second Grand Slam title. He also won the Australian Open last year. Finally, here's another sunny side of sports salute to the Bay Colt American Pharoah, who made history over the weekend at the Belmont Stakes horse race in New York. American Pharoah, ridden by Mexican jockey Victor Espinoza, became the first horse in 37 years to win all 3 jewels in the Triple Crown of American Thoroughbred horse racing: the Kentucky Derby, the Preakness Stakes, and the Belmont Stakes. Go American Pharoah! I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and that's the sunny side of sports.